Sisterhood. I'm Tara, and with me are my sister hosts, Katie,
Sam,
and Chesley.
And today we're going to talk about the newest animes that we've been watching.
Or more recent.
Let's start with you, Kate.
This is not what we discussed.
This is not what we discussed.
I feel like, as the monarch of our sisters, the eldest, should carry us like she carries us everywhere.
I did not know where you were going with that.
I know. I was like, what?
I was like, are we talking butterflies? Or, well, this was from a few. Let me start. Kevin got me, my husband, for my birthday a couple months ago, 5 centimeters per second, which I know we kind of talked about.
The worst movie ever. Wasted my time watching that.
I haven't watched anything by him, which I know there is stuff worth watching.
Hot take.
I did start Your Name, but I haven't finished it.
Oh, that one's so good.
Amazing. Yeah.
So, I mean, I have like the list of everything else he's made that I'm planning on going through. But yeah, I really wanted to like it and I just didn't. I mean, I thought that it was
horrible.
The art was amazing. Like the aesthetic was there, the vibe was there. And
we
so
all
I just
have to start from somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, he has so many other things that are so much better.
It just felt like I wish that the characters had like grown more in like the last, I mean, I guess, was it a movie? It was like 3 parts, I think. And I just felt like they didn't like,
it was
really
like
grow.
An hour long movie, 45 minutes. Like it was not that long.
No. And it was like in parts. And I just felt like they didn't really grow. It felt like very immature kind of in the journey, you know?
That was a movie I watched with Jake, and the whole time he was like, what is the point of this movie? Like, what is going on? Because they finally meet and you're like, oh my God, this big final meet. They get to meet. They spend their one night together. And then
nothing.
They get older. Nothing happens. And she moves on and gets married.
Yeah.
So the whole thing of it, I just thought was boring. And
well,
stupid.
And then I felt so bad for the one girl that he went to school with who was like in love with him. I was like, girl, like this dude is not interested in you.
Yeah.
Like you got to get over it. Like he's not even giving you the time of day. And
well,
she's
waiting
like
for that
waiting.
One girl.
And she's like waiting behind like sheds for him and stuff and like basically stalking him.
You love a good stalking moment.
Yeah.
I mean, do we though? Do we love a good stalking moment?
Anywho,
so what
sorry.
Was the other one that you were going
to
talk about,
Back to the sisterhood.
Chez?
Oh, just that I started watching Your Name like a couple days ago.
What are you watching?
But
on
I only
Crunchyroll?
Got like Crunchyroll. Yeah, I have.
Did they put it on Crunchyroll as an episode?
Oh, no. I'm not. Bought it on Amazon. Sorry.
Girl, they have it on HBO. Oh, I don't know.
No, they don't. They have.
They have Withering You on HBO Max.
They have it on something, though, because Tyler and I watched it semi-recently.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Oh, yeah. It is.
No. I didn't even look on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll because Tyler and I watched it on Crunchyroll, and we both laid in bed crying hysterically.
Wow, that's.
Tyler, her boyfriend.
Yes, Tyler, my boyfriend. No, like it was a good cry. Like, you know, like just okay. Those, like, yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it was good.
It's worth
like,
it.
Very satisfying.
Okay. You'll be satisfied by the end of it.
Yes, you will.
Like
you'll be very satisfied.
Is it like the kind of cry when you feel like, okay, Sam, you'll get this.
Primal.
No, like when you like go back to watch the plane crash episode of Grey's Anatomy because you just like want to feel something.
Yes, but okay. A lot happier of a feeling than
okay.
The plane crash I watch when I'm like, I'm just depressed and I need something to make me more depressed. Like when I'm about to get my period, honestly.
So like when you go and binge watch Your Lie in April, because
yeah, I was
you just need a really good cry.
I like unpopular opinion. I don't love Your Lie in April. Like the girl kind of annoyed me the whole time. The blonde girl, RIP to her. But like, I felt like she was playing the guy the whole time. And then at the end, she's finally like, "Yeah, I liked you the whole time."
Oh yeah, Sam, you just spoiled the whole thing for her.
It's okay.
She wasn't listening. Actually,
I actually don't mind spoilers.
Neither do I, because I always look up spoilers.
Yeah, I feel like I have a bad habit of looking up spoilers sometimes.
I always do. Like
it depends.
Like reality shows I watch, like I would watch like Bachelor, and I would have to look up like who they end up with before the season's like done.
Do you feel like that's like an emotional trauma response where you're like, I need to know where this is going before I invest my time in it?
Kind of. If you want to get that deep, I guess yes. I wasn't going to go there, but I guess yes.
We don't have to get into why you have the trauma, just that it exists.
It's there. And it's living. Who watched something new next?
Katie, what have you been watching?
Crickets. Okay, look at my little
Katie is so prepared for this.
I know. So the new series of Castlevania just came out on Netflix, which I was super excited about. Oh, premiered today.
I started watching
it, and then I had to go pick up my car like an adult. So
it's not a real anime.
When we're done with this, I was about to get to that point, and it was going to be great. I was going to have this whole story. This girl just ruins it.
Let's hear your story.
So basically, I was like, oh, I knew this episode was coming up. I was like, let me rewatch the older series to rewatch the new one, because the first series was 4 seasons, and then this is going to be like a timeline down the road, has a slightly different name. So I was like, oh, let me rewatch it.
The one from my favorite and show.
Yeah, so it premiered in like 2017 and then ended in 2021. Okay. The first season was like 4 episodes. I don't even understand. Well, I was doing some research to prepare for this episode. I don't know why I never put 2 and 2 together, because I knew it was based off a video game. It's American.
Well, I was going to make a comment about that.
Yeah.
We obviously
anime inspired, definitely.
We obviously own the original video game, because Kevin played it as a youth.
No,
that doesn't even surprise me. Like,
it's like loosely based off the video game, like some time periods. Yeah. Kind of.
So, we also have the original Nintendo, like, that it was on. So
I'm gonna come to your house and play it, because I'm a diehard fan of the series now.
A spider.
Okay.
Ew.
Irrelevant. Keep going.
Can you just deal with that on your own while Katie talks?
Yeah. So sorry, guys. I'll exit. You don't need me for the podcast. I'm good.
But what originally really got me into this anime, because it didn't look like, I don't know, maybe it did look like my type of tea, but have you guys ever heard of the Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust, the 2000s movie?
Yeah.
No.
I used to rent it.
I was only 2 years old.
So it's this very gothic, like, Vampire Hunter thing with really good animation for the time and artistry. And it looked a lot like this. So when Castlevania first came out, I was like, oh, I need to watch this show. It looks like this movie that I first saw on TikTok. So I was late to the game per usual.
You watched the movie for the first time on TikTok?
No, but I saw like a little snippet of it. And then I watched it on YouTube for free. And then like a year later, this series came out. And I was like, oh my God.
What is this series about? Because I see it all over Netflix all the time. I just like don't watch it, because the only vampire anime I could ever watch is my beloved Vampire Knight.
Vampire Knight.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I only watched the first season.
So it's about like Dracula. I think I was, I like saved. So, okay.
She's like, let me get my spark notes.
Yeah, in 1455, a young woman named Lisa, who wishes to be a doctor, seeks out Vlad Dracula, a vampire who is very advanced in science. Intrigued by her courage and her ambition, Dracula agrees to teach her while she offers to help him reconnect with humanity.
Really quick, did you say 1455?
1425.
Okay, Lisa? 14. Like, Lisa. We're with the name Lisa in 1425. Like, we think that just sounds...
Are you sure?
How's
it spelled?
Yeah. Well, this is based off the video game. I think that was her name in that version, too. So it's not off the first one. So it's a couple.
Okay.
They skip the beginning and go to, like, a third.
Is it made by, like, a Japanese company?
No, American.
So it's not real anime?
Not at all. I did not realize that, though, till today.
So another anime adjacent series.
Yeah, anime adjacent for Serial. Yeah.
I think we should have... We should add to our like our favorites, our top like 3 or 5 anime adjacent series.
We should, apparently there's a lot more than I thought.
Apparently there's a lot of fakies out there.
I feel like it's very slow in the beginning. The art's very pretty, but they kind of look dead in the eyes if you really watch it. In anime, I feel like they really come alive in their features and their expression.
They don't like emote with their eyes.
No, and I feel like a lot of the voice actors in the English, well, I guess it's only in English. don't know. They Wait, all is it talk in the
English?
Same. Yeah. So they all kind of like sound the same. They have the same tone, which I feel like, you know, I didn't pick like normal voice actors I would usually hear from. It was still really, really good though.
I think Kevin tried watching the one from like, I think, what was it, like 2016 or 2017 or something?
2017. Yeah, that's season one.
Yeah, I don't think he loved it, but
it was very slow in the beginning, but it was like a background show until it wasn't a background show. And then I had to rewatch the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe I'll have him. That's kind of honestly, just as a side note here, that's kind of how I like felt about the first ACOTAR.
Yes.
That's why I can't get through it.
It gets good till it gets
so
good.
No, but you gotta like, it's so good.
Then one day you'll be
I
like,
know, everyone at my job has like watched it too, because I'm doing book club, but this girl I work with, she watched it. Read it. And she's like, no, you have to. And I'm just like, and one of my best friends read it too. And I'm like,
oh, who read it?
My friend Sam is, I think, I don't know if she's done with the series yet. She's reading it. She loves it. I told her it's your guys' favorite series. And then my friend Rachel, I work with, read it. And my friend Kaylee, I worked with, read it. And they loved it. And they talk about it all the time. And they're like, you need to read it.
It's so
and I
your
have
vibes.
The whole series sitting right there.
It's so your vibes. Like, you need to get through that first book.
I might like listen to the first book on audio just so.
That's
like,
what Katie listened to a lot of it on YouTube,
yeah.
Right, Katie?
Yeah, I didn't even read the first one. I just listened to it.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the beginning of the second one until it got really good. And
also,
then I really
also, Katie's the only one that, when I suggested that you guys read it, like, took it and ran.
Yeah, I bought the whole series. I started it and I've been.
I didn't buy it and I still got to it.
Boom,
I got
mic
sucked
drop.
Down an isekai manhwa manhole.
We all went down there.
I don't think I did.
But I feel like whenever an anime has like gothic style and themes and looks like really edgy, I have to watch it.
Even when it's not anime.
yeah, allegedly.
Even when it's American made.
If we never had this podcast, I would be thinking it was anime for the rest of my life.
Wow.
She's like, I did really research for tonight's episode.
It really looks like it. Like, I mean, it's a little style, a little more, you know, stylistic in a different way, but you wouldn't know unless somebody told you.
Maybe I'll check it out with Kevin.
Yeah, and I like anything with like fantasy themes, like vampires are pretty cool. Medieval times, you know.
Except Vinland Saga, I cannot get through.
And I will say,
I love Vinland Saga.
So
boring.
I think
so good.
It's amazing. I think I like all the villains better than the heroes in this story.
Sometimes there's some good villains.
They're so interesting. I'm like, the main cast, I don't really care if they lose. They're kind of boring.
What's that villain right now from Jujutsu? One of the brothers. His two other brothers died. He's
I forget his name, but I know who you're talking about. He's so great because he's just like, nope, Yuji's my brother. That's it. Yuji wants to do this. We're going to do this.
I thought both his brothers died.
Well, yeah, but he considers Yuji to be another brother.
Why?
Are we spoiling this for you?
If that didn't happen the first season, you are spoiling it for me.
Yeah, so yeah, let's
sorry.
Pause.
I said nothing.
You said you didn't mind spoilers.
Yeah, but like I don't know. Jujutsu's the one anime I have not actually like really looked into spoilers. Everything else, Attack on Titan, I read, Demon Slayer, I read because I need to know how it ends. Like everything else I've read, but Jujutsu, I just like wanted to be surprised for once, but it's fine because you ruined it.
Oh no, there's really, so much there's more.
I low-key also saw a spoiler on TikTok about someone today that I'm not going to mention because someone's behind me that I was very upset about. And I'm not going to believe it until it's confirmation about two of my favorite characters.
There's also a lot of things that have not yet been confirmed in the manga. So
yeah, I'm just,
there's still a lot of questions.
Yeah, an anime I just watched recently, I did just start My Happy Marriage on Netflix. And it's very cute, very romance. I like it. I'm not finished with it, even though I think the whole first series is done on Netflix. Yeah, I didn't finish it, but it's very cute. But then, of course, I did stay up all night and read the manga of it. But the manga's not done either.
I believe they're both based off a novel.
So yeah, I really like the artwork. It's so pretty. I hate her entire family. But
well,
I mean,
her family
sucks. Yeah, I love him. Like,
I love her new family. Yeah,
me too. It's
really
great. It's a really sweet one to watch. And then I also, of course, I did recently watch Fruit Baskets, but I always watch that because
the newest one.
Yeah, I always watch it.
Okay.
No, because the old one's not completed and they didn't follow the manga. So, like, I, like, of course, watched it when it came out, but I won't watch it anymore. But the new one, it's just always a comfort anime I put on in the background and watch when I'm
I feel like the old one's funnier.
The old one's, like,
in some ways.
Yeah, it's, like, they didn't hold back.
No, more 2000s.
But the new one just, like, follows the manga perfectly. And it, like, is so good.
I didn't read the manga. I haven't watched the new one. I really loved the original one.
Then you'll love the new one. I'm the only one who
doesn't like Fruits Basket.
You don't like Fruits Basket? How do you not
like it?
I don't like it because I personally, this is my personal opinion, Toru Honda annoys the ever-loving crap out of me. I don't like her. I don't like her as a person or a character. I find her super annoying. And I just couldn't get into it.
She's the most wholesome character I've ever met in my life.
I think that's my problem is, like, all these bad things happen to her and she's just, like, so bubbly and just like, oh, no, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm okay.
I feel like,
but she's not that bubbly if you know her, actually.
I know, but, like, she always acts that way, like, in front of other people, and I don't like that. Like, why don't you let people know that you're struggling and that you need a little bit of help, like, even your closest friends?
Because she puts everyone's happiness before herself.
I think it's definitely a coping mechanism for her. And then, like, later in the series,
starts to, like, let herself feel things and let things come out. At first, she's so used to taking care of everyone and being there for everyone because that's all she ever knew how to do, especially, like, when her dad died when she was so young. That's what she did for her mom. Her mom left, so she's there for her friends. And the Somas, she meets them. She wants to do everything in her power to be there for them.
I'm sensing a lot of, like, eldest daughter energy from her.
She's an only child.
But she's, like, a caretaker.
Yeah, the only
children
came out of left field.
I knew that she was an only child. She has oldest daughter energy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's the best. And Kyo is just...
I mean, Kyo was always my favorite character.
Love him. I do have love for you, Yuki, too, but not like Kyo. And I used to hate Yuki, but now that I watched it over, I was like, okay, I kind of like you. And who else? Oh, Momiji. I just also, my heart breaks for him.
Yeah. I always liked Haru.
Haru? Haru.
Is just Haru. Am I getting that wrong? You know what I'm thinking? Haru. Another character from another show who happens to be named Haru. But no, Haru from Fruits Basket, I liked him. He's a little stupid, but
he's
part of his charm. He's
actually challenged.
He's just like more simple.
He's ditzy. Yeah. If he was like a girl, I feel like he'd be
so ditzy. Oh, yeah, he's very ditzy. That's
the year of the better ox way to as well, so I love him.
But when it comes to Rin, he's so spot on, so serious. He switches like that. Love it. I'm the year of the tiger, so I guess I'm Kisa.
Yeah. I'm the year of the monkey, so that's...
Oh,
Momiji.
Momiji.
What are you, Chesley?
The monkey?
I think I'm the year of the snake.
Oh, your Yuki's brother.
Ayame.
Yeah.
He's eccentric. Eccentric?
He's got the long silver hair, and he's very, like, I don't want to say...
Or Ayame. I'm going to say it wrong and get canceled.
Flamboyant, but he's very, like, high energy, and just, like, he's always trying to get Yuki, like, to be more.
Yeah.
He wants to run off into the sunset with his brother and die. Don't you want to do that with me?
I wouldn't go quite that far.
You're like, I don't even want to hold your hand half the time or like hug you. So running off into the sunset would be a big, big commitment.
A big step.
I'm just not a very like cuddly person.
I am.
I know.
Sam just like clings to people and won't let go.
At all times.
Sometimes.
Yes. Oh.
My mic, you could see that's not even plugged in. That's so embarrassing. We need to cut that part out. Just plug it in so it looks like.
Are you actually using it or no?
We don't turn them on. I thought.
No, we do. You have better sound.
I use my mic.
Kate's using her mic.
Oh, can you hear me different now?
Yeah, it's way better.
It's way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would have used this the whole time. Do we got to redo the episode? No, right?
No.
Okay, good. We're not redoing any of that.
But I'm leaving it in, so.
Do you think we just pop the mics for, like, fun?
Well, last time we couldn't get them to work.
That was
when we just had them there.
That was when we were in person.
Yeah. Last time we video recorded, we were using ours, too.
Yeah. I don't think you guys need me a part of this podcast anymore. Clearly, I don't know how to do anything right. Aquaphor time.
That's that. That reminded me of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Product placement.
Everything is non-sponsored. You can find it in my
Amazon storefront.
Amazon storefront. I mean, I'm not a TikToker, but if you people want me to become one, a skirt. Okay. Tara, what have you watched recently?
You don't gotta be so close.
You don't have to be that close. So I recently fell into like an isekai.
She was telling me I was ugly.
Yeah.
Oh,
you totally me. So as I was saying, I recently fell into like an isekai like black hole, and the most recent one that I finished was Why Rayliana ended up at the expansion. Yes. Which, if you guys, I know Kate's seen it. I know Kate has also read the manhwa that it is based off of because she sent it to me.
I read the entire thing too.
I powered through after finishing season one of the show. I was like, I need to know what happens next. I need to see the continuation of this story. And I read the entire thing in, I think, like 3 days or something like that. And I'm so excited for them to animate more of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's... Katie obviously got me into the rabbit hole a year ago of manhwas, mm-hmm. and that was one of the first ones she told me to watch or read, sorry, because it wasn't even an anime yet. And I remember she slept over and we had a wine night and we were watching stuff, and I was just the whole time was reading it, and then she went to bed and I went to bed and I stayed up all night and I finished it because I was like so obsessed. It was so good. On my side.
She's not gonna talk about the 4 months. I pleaded for her to start manhwas.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. And now
they're so good. Like, that's like all I've been reading lately. I've just been, like,
I have like an issue.
Katie, why don't they want to listen to us when we recommend things?
Because they're ignorant.
Sometimes I'm just busy. It's not that I'm ignorant. It's just like I'm focused on.
She took
other
real
things.
Offense to that.
I have you know, I haven't steered wrong most of the time.
Katie, every time Katie like comes over or like tells me to watch something or we watch something together, she's like, "Have I ever failed you? Have I ever failed you?" Because I'm like, I don't want to watch that. And then we watch it and I'm like, I need more.
You're like, this is my favorite thing ever.
Literally. I won't talk about something that Katie got me into that I just, life-changing. Just, you know, anime.
I watch everything.
You are literally the one person that I could be like, have you seen this? Or have you heard it? You'll be like, yep. I'm like, how do you have so much time on your hands?
Because she's up until like 4 a.m. most nights. Just like, like I'll wake up in the middle of the night and like have to go to the bathroom or something. And I'll just hear Kate's TV on. And I'm like, oh, I know what show she's watching right now. Like sometimes I hear it and I'm like, okay, I know what she's doing.
I'm very into K-dramas right now, though.
Are you going to give your sister a shout out for getting you a new TV?
Shout out to my sister for letting me borrow her extra TV.
Do you want to know who brought it into the house?
Tara.
Kate goes, Tara, can you help me bring it into the house? I literally picked it up by myself.
It's not that heavy.
This thing isn't even heavy. Like,
I didn't realize.
Shout out to the sisterhood. We there for each other. Mm. Hence, loaning TVs out. Rock on my hand. Sorry.
If you didn't know, Sam's engaged.
Wow. Yes. it's all she talks about, that she's a fiance now. Soon to be wife.
Yeah. All right, big deal.
Put the hand away.
Oh my god.
No, my dog is so cute right now. Sorry. His little tongue's out and he's sleeping. He's like,
I've been going back and forth between binging One Piece. Because I personally
I did start the live action.
The live action is really good. I do like it. But they changed some things that like bother me only a small bit. Just a small bit. Like,
well,
not
I'm
a
not
huge
gonna
amount,
watch the
but I personally, like, instead of watching all of it, I binged through reading the manga, and now I'm just, manga. I meant manga.
Emerging of cultures.
I powered through the manga, and like now I'm just going back and like certain parts that I like really liked and that I want to see animated, like that's what I'm going through and like watching now.
Oh my
Instead
god.
Instead of like going through every single episode because there's just too many.
You know what? I actually just recently rewatched the entire I read the entire series and then I rewatched the whole thing.
What?
I don't know if you know this one, Tara, but Katie, I know you know Peach Girl.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember that.
I never finished it, but I keep meaning to go back and like finish actually watching
it. Anime/manga.
We love it though.
Is a total backstabbing.
Yeah, but she stays friends with her. It's stupid. Yeah. But I just read the entire thing and then I was like, let me go back and rewatch it. And they actually did a really good job following it, like exactly.
And they did another series, the author, like when they're in their 30s.
And the same plot happens again.
Yep,
she's still like, oh my Kyrie. God. And oh my God, what's the other guy's name? I just watched Toji. Yeah, but I'm Team Kyrie. Since the day I watched that, when I was probably too young to watch it, Team Kyrie.
Yeah, no.
That was very really good.
Problematic show. So enjoyable.
Very like high school drama. It was kind of like Degrassi reminded me of.
Oh my gosh, love Degrassi.
Yeah.
You know what?
It was like messy like that.
Really so, dramatic.
What?
Kill Caramayo. Because I recently rewatched that because we were talking about it last weekend. And yo, Wolfram.
Katie and I didn't want to talk about that
so
one.
So dramatic. Why don't you want to talk about
it? Katie's
that
out.
One?
Katie's out. She's like, I'm peace out, guys. I'm done.
Deuces.
Are you guys both in computer chairs?
Yes. What else are you supposed to sit on?
They're at the office.
I made Kate drag Bobby's computer chair here for me so I could sit down.
Wow.
I love how Katie's like pointing out who everyone is, aka her grandfather, aka her fiance, her boyfriend.
Well, we got commentation that, you know.
For Mike, I'm putting you on blast.
Shout out to Mike.
I heard Tara's friend.
I heard we roasted Tyler. I didn't even know we did that.
Allegedly on our last video.
Allegedly. Oh, yeah, some slander.
Well, now we gotta roast Adam.
And I didn't even like remember what exactly we said, and I'm just like apologizing. And then I went back and I listened to the episode and I was like, Chesley started it. I didn't even say anything. I tried to defend him.
What did we say?
And literally all my friends that he fell asleep during some of the Miyazaki movies.
Oh, I mean, well, I won't let him live that down. That's
yeah. I'm like, that's
post your ass for that.
It's not okay.
It's not.
I will get him to watch them eventually.
There's just
it's
like
not
some...
even about him watching it. It's the fact like how are you gonna fall asleep?
And we're
it's
back to Tyler's letter.
There's just
baby,
some things
I'm so
in life.
Sorry. Just know that I love you.
There's just some things in life you don't do, and that's one of them. That like just crossed the line, but it's fine. I mean, we still like him, I guess.
No, he's so fun, but like I'll just never look at him the same. It's fine.
I might just give a little snake eye next time I see him, but
no, it's really okay, but it is a little offensive.
I mean,
no,
you
it's
keep
fine.
Saying it's okay, and then you keep coming back to it. Let's change
no,
the subject,
really okay?
Please.
I mean, we could shit on Katie's boyfriend. He don't fucking watch anime at all.
He did sit through a whole Miyazaki movie and loved it.
Oh.
Okay.
So.
Bumped up on the list a little.
He did also drive us all home last weekend, sans Chesley, who was not out with us.
Well, this podcast is about anime, so I'm only adding anime things into it, so he gets no brownie points from me right now.
Okay.
The drive home is separate.
Wow.
Just kidding. Shout out you, Adam. We love you.
Where did you guys go out last weekend?
We went to
Warwick.
A couple breweries and we ended up at a local bar.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Any other animes we've all been watching, excited for? Or how about animes that
I'm really excited for, one of which being Goblin Slayer Season 2 is dropping in like
Jake
a
and
week.
I are so excited for that.
I'm so excited. And
what kind of goblin
Rising
are you
of the
about?
Sheared Hill Rising of the Sheared
like little
Hill
goblins that too. Like are evil and kill and RIP.
I love it.
I mean, the first episode is not for anyone underage. Please, if you are underage, do not watch this show. Oh, okay. It is definitely for an adult-only audience.
Tara always concerned for the kids.
always concerned for the kids. But because it's a very graphic show. Now, as the show progresses, like it's more about like other factors than just killing goblins. But the whole main focus of it is about this character who, like, goblins basically ruined his entire life, and he has made it his life's mission to exterminate them completely.
It kind of gives me fairy tale vibes, a little.
Did not like that one.
I mean, goblins.
I don't like fairy tale, though. Yeah. I don't like fairy tale. But it, like, the way of, like, I don't know, it just like, reminded me. I have, like, a couple I'm really excited for. Obviously, I'm really excited for Attack on Titan Season 4, Part 3.
Yes.
Like, how many parts are they going to make and how many seasons? Like, geez, we're going to get Season 4, Part Episode 875.
Yeah, they're going to release this part and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, guys, we lied. There's going to be yet another part. It's not finished yet.
I'm like excited for it because obviously I want to see it animated.
Yeah.
I read it, so I don't mix emotions, but I'm really excited to see what they do with it animated. I'm also super excited for, I have my TikTok up. Oh, A Girl and Her Guard Dog, because it's, I don't know if you guys know, it's this one. Oh, you can't even see. Sorry.
Oh, controversial already, that one.
I know it is, because.
Why is it controversial?
So, because he like grew up with, I don't know, but let me explain real quick. I read this like a year ago, and then I saw they're making an anime of it. I was like, oh my God, I love this one. But so say why it's controversial.
Interest are like, he was an adult and like kind of helped raise her as a kid. And he, but I don't think it was love interest.
He was like 16, but yeah, it's a little.
Yeah.
But they just like, do that all the series. Time in anime.
Yeah. In the series, there is a lot of like, now.
I will say there is like a lot of inappropriate relationships
in age anime. Gaps,
in
yeah.
anime.
Yeah.
Especially.
And then I'm also, yeah. We're just going to pretend there's no age gap there, and that'll let me be okay to watch it. And then I'm really excited for Tokyo Revenger season 3.
Me too.
I'm still so far behind.
I saw a spoiler for the manga and I loved it.
I was reading the manga for a little bit. I got to a certain point and then
it's very confusing. Like the back and forth.
Yeah,
the time traveling.
It's a little confusing. Yeah, because you're like, what time?
I like time travel.
I don't know
time
if you
travel's pretty fun.
Avengers.
What?
I feel like she might.
I don't know if you'd like Tokyo Revengers, but maybe you would. It's not like, it is kind of like romancy, of course, but it's
not really. Yeah, I guess.
Just like the fact of him trying to save his first ever girlfriend is like the whole reason he's doing all this time traveling.
And then his best friend, Mikey.
Well, he didn't become friends with Mikey unless he ever went back to the future to save the.
But I'm saying, as he keeps going back and changing he has things, more like he finds to, more reasons yeah. to go back and more people he wants to protect.
Yeah.
You know what I heard recently?
What?
So I don't know if you guys have read this, but I've been reading it on Shonen Jump since it started coming out. So it's called The Elusive Samurai. And it's about like this, he's basically a child whose father was like in charge of Japan, and there's like an uprising and his family gets killed. He survives and they try to like get him back into power. It's really good. A little childish, but really good. They just greenlit it to be animated.
Ooh, fun. I love a good samurai moment, to be honest.
What's the like time? Is it like samurai time period?
Yeah. So it takes place in feudal Japan. Like Tokyo, like this is before like even like Tokyo was like the capital of Japan.
Yeah,
Kyoto was still like a pretty big city. It goes into I haven't like confirmed this, but it's a lot of like history stuff, so I would assume some of it is accurate history and obviously some of it is just made up to further the plot line.
I'm gonna do a quick plug here, non-anime related, but you guys should all watch the Japan PBS documentary from the mid 2000s. It goes all into like feudal Japan and stuff. Like it's so interesting.
I love stuff like that.
Makes me think of Fujiyugi.
I have my samurai in here. Statue.
I mean, iconic. Do you know what else? You know what else I'm like waiting for to come out? Freaking Tower of God season 2.
Ah, forever
so
waiting.
So good.
Another manhwa, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I believe so.
I think you were telling me about that in the summer.
It's so good. So good. At first, I was like, I didn't think I'd like it. And then I watched it and I was like, okay, this is fire.
Did I make you watch that one too?
To start it.
Yeah, you told Jake and I to watch it. So we watched it and we like loved it. What's it on? Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll.
It's Crunchyroll original, I believe.
Yeah, most like the things we watch are either on Crunchyroll or Funimation, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, because they have the better selections, to be honest.
Like Hulu will have Hulu stuff has sometimes.
A decent amount, but like, a lot of it either is incomplete or it's not completely licensed. Like props to Hulu, they are doing Bleach right now, 1,000-year Blood War. And it is like the I'm so glad that they got a lot of the voice actors from, you know, the older seasons to come back in this new season. And Hulu's been really good with like coming out with new episodes every week.
We all know how I feel about premiering. Having consistent voice actors, it's very important.
Yeah, that's the reason I never finished Sayuki, because the third season,
they changed it. Changing and which never companies it. Were licensing mm-hmm. it.
But they did a good job with Sayuki Reload, right?
Yeah.
The previous them, and they went back to all the.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was Sayuki Reload Gunlock or something that. Because it was like the prequel about like their previous lives when they were still living in heaven. And
how
stuff.
They all kind of met, what's his name? Gojo? No, Gono? Goku.
Goku.
I'll watch it in Japanese in the changed voice actors because it doesn't bother me.
I mean, I should.
But did you guys hear in anime news? They're redoing that anime back from in the 90s. You used to like it. You know that one.
Oh, which one?
Not Saikyu. The samurai with the red hair.
Rurouni Kenshin?
Rurouni Kenshin.
So it started coming out season one. It is on Crunchyroll, and I did start it. Now, they haven't dubbed it in English yet, and I haven't really found a whole lot of information about them dubbing it in English, but the quality of the animation from what I've seen so far is beautiful. No.
Okay, so people are not buying new, are not paying for this anime anymore, or like buying the manga. The author has pled guilty to child pornography.
Oh, okay, right, so I'm not gonna watch it.
Right before this anime started coming out.
That's
really like, sad. I used to like it back in the day.
That kind of made that ruined Glee for me. Like, I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah,
same. Now I don't think Glee. I can watch Rurouni Kenshin anymore.
I know, it's really sad.
And that 70s show.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Hyde was my favorite freaking character too. And then I was
literally.
But speaking on keeping the same voice actors, that's what Fruit Baskets did such a good job with is they went back and they kept like the original voice actors, at least for like Yuki, Kyo, Toru, and I think Shigure.
I think almost
maybe. No, yeah, not.
Yes. Yeah.
But no one else they did. Everyone else was like different, I'm pretty sure. But they did such a good job of keeping the iconic main characters. That's like, I've never watched it probably.
There are some series where like they do a really good job of recasting where it sounds similar enough, but when they like completely change the vibe and the voice,
it's like a different vibe. I don't want to watch it then. You're a different person. You don't feel like the same character.
Exactly. It changes. Yeah. It changes the whole character.
So speaking of series that actually do a good job with recasting, Tyler and I were recently watching Rising of the Shield Hero.
Again, I'm really sorry, Tyler.
Yeah. And it's really good, but after one of the seasons I noticed like right away and it took me like a few minutes to notice that they had gotten a different voice actor because he did sound so similar to the original. Mm-hmm. And at first I was really upset and I was like, why would they change the voice actor? Like Jake's the first toes. Guy was so good. And it turns out, unfortunately, the original voice actor had passed away, and so they were forced to recast him. But they honestly did a really great job with finding someone who sounded so. Tyler couldn't tell the difference. He's like, I'm convinced it's the same person. I'm like, no, two different names. It's not the same person.
Fullmetal Alchemist also did a good job when they did Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and they kept the same Edward Elric voice because I do love that voice actor. He's also in Host Club. He's in so many things. Love it.
Oh, who does he do?
Well, Black Butler.
He does Tamaki.
I love too how they got the original.
No, you're thinking the guy with the glasses back. In Host Club. Yeah. Sebastian and Black Butler. Yeah. I like him too. He's a big voice actor too.
Yeah, no, I liked how they brought the original Alphonse back too because he was too old to reprise Alphonse, but instead they had him do Ed and Al's dad when he was young. And I liked that they kept him involved in that show because he had always said that he really loved doing that show.
That is just such another like top five great one.
Yeah, I mean, Brotherhood is just so amazing. So good. It's one of my comfort shows. Like when I'm feeling some kind of way, like I'm just like, all right, you know what? Let me just put on some Brotherhood and just like lay down and I will feel better after like 20 episodes.
That's me with Fruit Baskets. I just always watch it.
I haven't seen Brotherhood.
You haven't seen a lot of things you need to watch.
I know.
Miss, I'm so busy.
I am.
Well, that's true. At least after my engagement party, I'll stop annoying you.
No, you won't.
No, because then there's going to be the bachelorette.
Then the wedding.
Yeah, you better be on your toes for all this.
And then
there's going to be no ghosting.
And then like you're going to have a family. Like you're never going to stop.
Leave her alone.
Well, to be fair, you owe me a lot of babysitting time.
To be fair, I mean, I babysat you a lot.
Well, that wasn't my fault. God forbid mom gave birth to a lovely, beautiful child. What was I supposed to do? I couldn't vouch for myself.
So are we going to count you guys in the to be fair counter, or is it just anytime I say to be fair? Because you both just said to be fair.
I only said it because you said it.
And I only said it because you said it and she said it.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Sorry. I've been sick the past couple of weeks.
I feel like everyone's been sick.
Mm-hmm. Wait, random, not show related. Tara, what are you wearing for your birthday on Saturday?
I have not decided at all. Mm-hmm. I've like been trying to think about it, and like I've been so focused on like getting a car that like I still have so much to do to get ready for Saturday. I gotta clean a whole bunch.
Nice.
How many people are you having over?
So I invited close to like 15. But I know a few of them have already said that they 50. Can't come. No,
I thought too.
I'm not throwing a rager.
I was like, 50 is my engagement party.
Yeah, no. But no, it's not a rager. That's too much for me. I know a few people who have said no. A few people have said yes. And then I have a whole lot of unanswered. So I'm going to be texting a ton of people tomorrow when I get out of work to just try and get like a head count.
Yeah, Jake and I are just going to come for a little bit because we're going somewhere early on Sunday.
Okay. No problem. It's going to be a lot of like the same people from last year. And Chesley, you're excused. You have kids and other responsibilities. And if you did come up, you'd have to bring the kids. And
yeah,
that would be too much with us here having lots of people over.
And yeah, and we have an early Sunday morning. So like it just wouldn't.
Yeah. No, I understand. You got a life.
Jake is completely sleeping on my side of the bed right now. What's our topic about next week?
Miyazaki.
Oh, that we'll be able to talk about that one for a lot longer.
I'm actually really wondering who they're gonna cast, like who the voice actors are gonna be for the new movie.
I wonder when that movie's gonna come out.
Just because I like feel like they always get sort of unsuspecting
actors,
like real celebrities. Yeah.
I was watching this
Kristen TikTok. Bell. I'm never getting over.
I
they did Bridget Mendler for Arietti. She was in Good Luck Charlie and Lemonade Mouth.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Katie, I was just going to say I was watching this TikTok. Did I send it to you guys, the TikTok of Christian Bale doing Hal? Oh, it was really good.
He does Hal?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you not look at the article that I sent you guys last weekend of like 50 famous actors who have been in Miyazaki movies? I literally sent you guys an entire list.
Kristen Bell. And now
I
have to
pull this. I knew that he was Hal, but he, yeah, it was like
one of the growling scenes. Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, son, if I ever seen him in person, I'd be like, talk to me like Hal. Have to. Call me Sophie.
No, you wouldn't mention his other famous roles. You'd be like, are you Hal?
Yeah, I don't care about the other roles. I only care about this role, honestly.
You guys should be Hal and Sophie.
We should be. Oh,
that would be so cute.
I'd have to wear a big, ugly blue dress. But yeah, that would be so cute.
No, you could do it. You could do the end scene where she wears the yellow dress and she has like the cute little bob.
Or we could be.
I know all these. Yeah.
We could be Princess Mononoke and what's his
Betty
face?
Betty White was in one.
Yeah.
But I like Sophie and Hal. Because he still doesn't want to be Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask, which I think would be iconic. Because I have blonde hair and I'm pretty, and he has brown hair like Tuxedo Mask, and he's hot.
I feel like Tuxedo Mask has black hair, but okay.
Say something about my man again, and you won't sleep tonight.
You're gonna drive over there?
Hell no. I told Katie, I was like, I don't want to get up for this filming right now.
I could tell.
I was like about to fall asleep. I was gonna be like,
when you were like, what are we doing tonight? And I was like, you're the one who was like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. I don't have work tomorrow.
I texted Katie and I go, how mad do you think they would be if I fell asleep? She was like, I don't think you should do that.
Real mad.
I mean, realistically, like when else would we get to film this?
I'm just glad Sam knows how to work her mic now.
Yeah, I set it up all by myself. Oh, I meant like I set this whole thing up all by myself though.
Yeah, but that's not what Katie was talking about.
I know. Yeah. I didn't know I had to have it plugged in. That was funny.
So give me two animes that I should watch.
Oh, okay. Wait, no, now I gotta go through my list.
All right.
Okay.
Tara, you go first. Katie, you go first.
I feel like she has to watch the staples. Like she needs to watch like some OG.
I'm gonna think like, of things that will hook her in. I know she'll like automatically.
I got one.
Okay, let Katie go first.
Oh no, because she might say what I want to say.
I can go first.
Violet Evergarden.
I've watched.
You watched that?
Yeah. You watched one episode.
No, I watched more than it.
Okay, fine. Katie, go first, and I'll think of more.
But I'll go. I love like the aesthetic.
You need to watch the whole thing and then watch the movie.
Okay. Yona of the Dawn.
Oh, Yona of the Dawn. Yes, Feudal Japan. If you like Feudal Japan, definitely.
Where yeah. is that and, on Crunchyroll?
Crunchy and I think Hulu.
It's on Funimation, it's, right? And
it's on everything, and it's even on Hulu.
Okay.
It is so good. Maybe Snow White with the red hair. Like I'm thinking of like romance, strong female leads for you.
Ooh, that's a good
personally.
One.
Yeah.
Are you like thinking like Feyre vibes?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and Yona the Dawn, you know she's good? Archery.
I love a good Katniss moment.
We always do. I think that's what I would recommend at first. Okay. Maybe even Death Note if you haven't seen that one.
You should check out. All right, Sam, you can go next and then I'll go last.
Okay, you definitely have to watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's a staple. You just like everyone has to watch that one.
Written by a woman.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like that's one of Jake's favorite ones.
Should I watch that with Kevin?
Yeah, he'd like it too. He would love it. Like Liam's seen it. Oh my god. Do you think she'd like Nana, Katie?
I feel like or
Paradise Kiss.
I'd recommend Paradise Kiss because okay. Nana is an open ending.
It's not completed.
Okay, it's not over.
Yeah, you'll get mad. Okay, so watch Paradise Kiss. That's a good one.
Oh, I like
very much
things,
into fashion.
Yeah, I like things to be complete.
Yeah, Paradise Kiss is like one short little quick season.
Do you know the designer Vivian Westwood?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of her? So the author of Paradise Kiss and Nana is heavily influenced by Vivian Westwood. And a lot of her pieces/jewelry are featured in both animes and mangas.
Oh, nice.
Very edgy, very punk rock, British.
It's giving Barbie fashion fairy tale.
Yes, movie.
Exactly.
Hey, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
So, yeah, that's pretty. If I think of another one, I'll tell you. So, Sarah. My two that I recommend, number one would be Now and Then, Here and There, which I'm pretty sure I put in my top five. It's an older anime. It's great. We do have it on DVD. Well, mom has it on DVD. I kind of borrowed it from her and it's still with my stuff. It's not super long. I want to say it's only like maybe 6 episodes, but like they're long episodes.
Yeah.
And then
I prefer when things aren't seasons and stuff aren't as many episodes, yeah. But they like have more content in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't like things that have a lot of filler.
Yeah, no, there's like literally zero filler in this because it's very like straight to the point with like the whole storyline and it all like, and then it kind of just like all ends. And then the other show that I would recommend that you should check out is Heaven's Official Blessing.
Oh, wow.
Which is
it sounds boring.
I like it. And I think it's also like beautifully animated.
It is beautiful animation. Like
it is beautiful animation.
And if you want a slow burn, that's so slow. That's still slow.
Yep.
You're like, I'm still
we're
waiting.
We're supposed to be getting another season soon from.
I know, but even in the novels, they're way ahead of it.
I have the first three novels, and it's so
it's still burning slightly. It's like when you put the heater on a little too hot, you'll never get a fire, but it'll keep your toes warm.
Tara, really quick, cut this out, Chelsea. What's the Crunchyroll password? It's not letting me log in.
Can you send it to her?
Yeah, I literally pretty sure I sent it to you.
No, but every time
you
send it to me and I type it in, it doesn't work.
Just copy it. Copy it.
She sends me screenshots of text messages.
Yeah, she does send screenshots.
Oh, don't do that. She just screenshotted.
You can never, so you can never search the text message. I had to keep your ass here.
It's so annoying.
Do you know
it is for me to have to go search through my passwords to type this shit out to you every single time when you could literally just go into your messages, type in Crunchyroll in the search bar, and it would pop up.
Not when you send a picture.
No, it doesn't.
Because she asked me, what's the Crunchyroll? So it'll pop up.
Oh,
it
doesn't matter.
Literally,
when it's a picture sent to me, it won't pop up unless it's texted.
What's the Crunchyroll login? Open it. There's the picture.
I don't know why it never saves for me. Because I do search it that way.
Yeah, it's not coming up for me. It's so weird.
But my phone's not updated, personally.
Yeah, it's not coming up for me at all. This is very interesting.
I can text it to you. I actually remember.
I texted it just now.
Just the second part, Sam, has to have the uppercase.
Sam, yeah. Right now, you know what I want you to do?
What?
Open up a Notes, the Notes app.
I'll do that after.
You're not going to do it.
You're never going to do it.
Because Crunchyroll will log you out, like, periodically.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Yeah, it does me on my laptop, like, all the time.
It doesn't on the TV. Why, it's so fucking annoying.
Why doesn't it remember it?
Because it remember. Okay, so it kept trying to do it for me, but Tara's old password, because she recently changed it.
Oh.
Well, because someone in, like, Wayne, New Jersey was logging into the account.
Yeah, what?
That's I don't know.
It literally happened, like, 5 times, and I was like, okay, like, we don't know anyone who lives near
I'm
Wayne,
like,
New Jersey.
I don't, yeah, know anyone.
So I just changed the password.
That's where you bought your prom dress, where I bought your prom dress.
Yes.
In Wayne.
And the and the dress that I wore as your maid of honor.
Yep.
We got it.
I looked on davidsbridal.com and I hated every single dress I saw. Does anyone have any other, you wrote all these animes down, Chesley?
Hmm?
You wrote all these animes down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Chesley, what I recommend to you is starting my series first, because I haven't steered you wrong. I know what you like.
I mean, you could start with Yona the Dawn 100%.
Yona the Dawn is really good.
And Yona the Dawn very much gives me in a better, I like it better than Tsuyuki, but it's like,
I just wish that vibe. That,
like, it also starts off fast. Like, it's not, well, the manga's still going, but it starts off like fast paced, the storyline. Like, it's not slow. It's very exciting. The first episode's exciting. So you like want to keep watching. So your task tonight is to start watch the first episode.
Well, yeah, because so much happens in the first episode, and I think that's what like hooks you. Right? I love Yona the Dawn. I'm reading the manga.
I always love a good redhead too.
Yes, we do love a nice strong redhead.
Yeah,
I think that's why I liked Ancient Magnus Bride.
I didn't watch that one.
That's one that Chesley you should watch as well.
What is it?
Ancient Magnus Bride.
Yeah, but it's definitely like a, I think.
It's, so it goes more into like folklore kind of stuff. Like, it has a lot of like Celtic mythology themes in it.
Okay, I mean, I love a Celtic mythology moment.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, like, there's fey folk in it. Like, it's really good. You should definitely watch it. I feel like you would like it.
It got aired.
For a good comedy one, Chesley, you should watch Boys Over Flowers. That one is hilarious. And romance, too. And Katie showed
me. And it's from the 90s or early 2000s.
Yeah, it's a good 90s.
Oh, you know what else is really hilarious? Chio's School Road. I don't know if any of you guys have seen that, but it's about this girl and like what happens to her on her way to school every day, and the most ridiculous things happen to her, and she's like, she's a total like gamer nerd, so like she's always comparing things to like her late night sniping like video gaming, and it's so funny.
There's this one scene where two buildings are very close to each other, so she leans on her back and she climbs up really high because she's like, oh, it's like a video game. And then she gets too high that she's like, oh my God.
And then she starts roof hopping all the way to school.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's some of the most ridiculous stuff. But I anytime I want a good laugh, I'm like, let me just put on a few episodes of this. Or
Psyche.
No. Or Michi Onisan.
Oh, that one's really good.
Yeah.
A little depressing.
A little depressing, but like still very, very good. But what's the full title?
You know, I could not tell you.
I'm gonna have to look this up. Give me 1 second.
That one was newer. It was pretty funny. I think it's on Crunchyroll.
I know it's on Funimation. Life Lessons with Urimichi Onisan.
But that's like a comedy one.
Oh, it's like straight up comedy.
Wow, adulting sucks.
Just like hitting a rough patch right now. Blink.
I like being an adult.
It's just more, yeah, but it's like the, it's
that's because you have your whole life figured out.
He definitely doesn't.
Yeah, no, he like definitely did not end up in like a position that he really wanted to be in. I mean, he's like the host of like a children's show.
Like Steve from Blue's Clues?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, he's depressed.
Oh, yeah, but no. He's like, but like he has to act like fine in front of the kids. But like there is some like heavily depressed moments where like the kids laugh and you're just like, oh man, I feel for this guy so much.
I feel like she would also like scrapped princess.
Yeah.
I liked that one, but I was disappointed with the ending.
Oh, and you have to watch Chrono Crusades, another like staple, such a good one.
That one is so good.
Love.
Okay, I feel like I have a really good list.
Yeah, I think you should start with that.
And then we'll add more. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to listen. Be sure to check us out on our socials. And tune in next week when we talk about what our favorite Miyazaki movies are.